inner power, but he writes letters that are forcible and weighty. But his bodily presence, his physical, you know, he comes in, I thought he might be taller. Oh, his voice, his speech is contemptible. Oh, his voice.
I want my man of God to have a booming voice and to roll his R's and to be a eloquent orator.
And Paul came in and he was more like, you know, nothing special. Speech contemptible means literally to be utterly nothing. So it could be a figure of speech. Sometimes you say, oh, it's nothing, when it's not nothing. It's really just something not important. And his voice, you know, some people say, oh, he had a squeaky voice, whatever. No, what I think it really means is just that he was just like everybody else. His voice was nothing special, you know. You know, everyone, I would like to talk to you, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, Apostle Paul, blah-blah-blah. You know, just maybe nothing. You know, he was not some imposing presence with a voice like thunder, you know, and all that. He was just unremarkable. And to some, that would be, you know, I thought the servants of God would be more impressive. You know, I thought they'd be 6'2", you know, dark, piercing eyes, a fierce countenance, a deep voice, or able at least to, or maybe, or just express, maybe more expressive. Maybe he was kind of a bland speaker. You know, I don't know. I doubt he was entirely bland. I think that it was just that it was not. There would be, you know, Paul was not the greatest speaker in the world. He was not the handsomest, tallest man in the world. And I guess when you're thinking this is the emissary of God, the apostle of the Lord, you know, who is the Son of God, and then just this sort of, you know, not, you know, average-sized, average-voiced, middle-aged guy walks in, and you think, this is the best God could do. You know, down at the Temple of Diana, they've got a preacher there who speaks, man, you don't even need to listen to the words he's saying. Just the sound of his voice is like, ooh. You know, they say of Paul, so they said of Paul, no big deal. You know, he's got some forcible letters, but, you know, when we see him, it's just like, well, you know, he's not a, you know, a very big presence in the person. And he says, anyone who says that, let such one think this. Such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. You know, you think that's how we were in letter while we were absent? Well, I'm coming. And when I come, I'm going to be the same in person as you're used to hearing me only in letters. You know, that's what he's saying. That I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy when I come. Is that what you're stumbling over? Fine. I'm not going to be that way when I come. I am going to be just like I am in my letters. I think what he's saying is it is not because I can't be. Because he came meekly. You know, like if I was to come talk to, you know, and I feel like sometimes I'm the same way. You hear me even just on this Bible study, right? Oh, he's loud and he's talking, but it's like if you were to meet me in person, I'm not going to start yelling at you. I may not even get excited. I'll just talk about things that are important to me, but I may not go, the gospel, or whatever. You know, getting all excited. And that's because sometimes I think that Paul, you know, he would come and he would not necessarily, he would want to not be intimidating. Be purposefully accessible to people. Not just this intimidating, oh, you can't approach him because he's so great kind of guy. So he downplayed everything about himself. I have no doubt, you know, by the Spirit of God, a man can speak in a manly, you know, the people who want to make a big deal about his voice being contemptible, what I think is that he did not come to terrify them. But what he's saying is, I am fully capable of coming to you like that. You want me to come with a voice that booms? I'll come. You want me to come and stand on a pulpit and tower over all of you? You'll see my physical appearance. You know, a man, and you know, you can see with an actor, a man that could be playing the meekest, quietest, gentlest person in one movie, and the next movie, they can be fierce. And that's the point. It's like, it's not that Paul was acting, so to speak, but he was restraining himself in their presence to be meek and to be accessible and not to be, he didn't come to them like an enemy. You know, put an enemy of the gospel next to Paul and watch him go. He always says that, you know, and I think that that's true. I don't think he's just talking. It's like, if he can come just like he writes to those who say, who look after the outward appearance. They want someone, they want him to appear rough and intimidating. I can be rough and intimidating if that's what you really want. For we dare not make ourselves of the number. There's a certain number at Corinth. Paul has in mind. There's people over there, troublemakers. Now he's going to call them the ministers of Satan. Right? And there's plenty of ministers of Satan running around today. They compare ourselves. Well, let's not compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. We commend ourselves. We are the servants of God. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Oh, how true it is. This has never been more true. I'll tell you what. You know, I went to Lutheran University and the Lutherans compared me to the other Lutherans and they commended me among the Lutherans and they gave me my ordination. You know, the Lutherans ordained the Lutherans in the Lutherans' doctrines, and they all think the same. I don't know if they think the same, but they all teach the same things. Right? They're all the same, but it's, is it all right? No, it's not all right. You know, Luther was a man heavily influenced by Catholicism, and coming out of that, he saw a few verses. By faith, you know, but he neglected James, and not just James, many things in the writing of Paul. Yes, faith is what saves you, of course, and what imputes righteousness to you.